Joining us this morning for a legislative update from the 7th Legislative District, Senator Shelley Short. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Well, things are rolling on fast there in Olympia. One thing that we've been hearing a lot about is this road usage tax. What can you get us up to speed on that? Not a lot of happy folks on this.
Oh, no, I don't blame you. If you live in rural communities or you live, you know, a ways away from your job, this will hit you the hardest. It's a road usage charge, our favorite topic, vehicle miles traveled. It is a bill that was introduced in the House. Our email systems are just blowing up with people who are vehemently opposed. And, you know, the sponsors of the bill say it's necessary to, you know, fund transportation. We have had other bills to fund transportation, such as the sales tax on vehicles. You'd think that already goes to transportation. It does not. If we did that thoughtfully over a phase-in period, that would help tremendously continue to protect our infrastructure and to build what we need to. But look, the biggest thing I want to let your listeners know is this road usage charge is going to be on top of the gas tax that you pay. Our gas tax is bonded for projects, and so we will continue to need that revenue to pay off those projects that were built several years ago. And so this is on top of it. Now the bill will say, well, you'll get a discount, if you will, essentially reducing your road usage charge by what you pay in gas tax. The problem is they don't say how that's going to be set up. They don't even know how to set it up. And we already know that to collect a road usage charge is more administratively expensive than the gas tax. So my question is, what amount of money is really going to go to transportation? Our farmers and ranchers across the state they know too well about the situation when it comes to, you know, increased fees from the Climate Commitment Act and the fact that the state's still not making good on exempting them from that cost. I fear that, folks that are just driving to and from their homes, their jobs, their kids' schools are not going to see that kind of decrease.
Wow. Well, as we originally discussed, Governor Ferguson came out with the whole idea that it's a new day, that we've got to actually cut spending. And it sounds to me like it's just more out of the same coming from Olympia. Find ways to take more of our money.
Well, it is. And that charge, that usage charge, again, is going to hurt those who can least afford it. It's going to hurt those who live long distance from their jobs. It's insane. We have had the bill to actually take sales tax from the sale of vehicles and put it toward transportation. We've had that bill several years in a row, thoughtfully phased it in so it's not a tremendous hit to our state's budget, and it just gains no traction. And I just feel like this is the wrong proposal, but it's not the only tax the state's looking at. They're looking at payroll taxes, wealth taxes, capital gains, property tax, growth, potential real estate excise tax, new taxes on self-storage units, and new taxes on firearms. Now, those are just the proposals that have been introduced. We'll see how many of them actually get through, but people are tired. Mm-hmm. People are frustrated. They're just looking at Olympia going, you all just don't get what it's like to take care of yourselves and your families and your children and how costly everything is today.
Wow. Well, more to come on that, I'm sure. I know last November we had several initiatives that got attention on the ballot, and now looks like there's some efforts to try to prevent that with an initiatives bill.
There is. I serve on the state government committee, and this bill has been put to our committee for consideration. And the biggest thing that concerns me is the changes to the signature gathering part of it. If you're a signature gatherer, there would be considerable more responsibility for you beyond just gathering the signatures, making sure, you know, that everybody signs the petition correctly. And you could be subject to penalties and potential jail time. Hmm. And I think when I think of what this bill is trying to do, you know, it's more of the majority in Olympia, the majority Democrats saying, well, we don't like that the initiative process was successful last year, and really gained momentum in part because it's the people being disagreeable with the things that are going on over here, the bills that are passing, the things that the majority is working on in Olympia. And really the initiative process is a checks and balance. It's a form of checks and balances against a majority that might not be listening. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's an absolute affront to the people's constitutionally protected right to put initiatives forward to the legislature and to the people.
Yeah, it sounds like they're just telling voters to sit down and shut up.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Wow is a big word. There will be votes in committee today. At least my understanding is the bill is going to come up. That bill has come off the calendar a couple of different times in committee where it's not considered for a vote out of committee, but I do believe it's going to happen today.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we also went through this entire time under COVID with Governor Inslee's rule of law, and we had a lot of conversation about emergency powers. What's going on that front?
Well, super surprised when Governor Ferguson gave his first kind of State of the State speech, introducing everybody to him. He signaled a willingness and a need to look at this to ensure that while the executive branch is able to do things that they need to do, that it was reasonable to look at emergency powers reform and to make sure that the legislature has an equal say. That bill was heard again in our state government committee last Friday. I think it has a chance of passing out of committee. There's some discussion with the governor's office to maybe make a tweak here and there, but essentially what it does, the main part of it, if we're out of session, much like we did during COVID, there were times where the legislature was asked to weigh in, not as often as they should have, but in this instance, if there were something the governor had done and said, okay, we're going to keep this in place for X amount, whatever it is, whatever the prohibition was, that the legislature would weigh in and that the only way that order could continue, that emergency order could continue, is if all four caucuses, that's basically House Democrats, House Republicans, Senate Republicans, Senate Democrats would have to weigh in and they would have to agree in order for that order to stay in place. And again, it's a pretty big change, but it's really that checks and balances approach that gives more balance to the discussion. It doesn't mean the governor can't do what the governor needs to in a period of emergency, but again, it really just, I believe, adds the people's voice in a very thoughtful way. And so we'll see how this continues.
Makes you wonder if the folks in the eastern half of Oregon State have it right, maybe becoming part of Idaho. You just wonder.
Yeah, there are those proposals. My former senator a long time ago, Bob Morton, was very impassioned about that, saying that Eastern Washington does not get fair representation from the west side of the state, and really, really wanted to put Eastern Washington in with Northern Idaho and Eastern Oregon.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, won't we? It's a chapter that's not written yet. We'll find out.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
Oh, I was just going to say, we do get frustrated, and the policies we see here are just seem to be, coming from Seattle, from King County. It's not just because they're the largest county. They have the largest number of representatives and senators when it comes to the makeup of the legislature. But I do want folks to know we do get frustrated, and there are a lot of their policies that we do not support, but there are also things that they do to help as well. It's not all one-sided, mostly. So I do appreciate the efforts that are made by just Democrats to help us on issues. Mm-hmm. So it's still pretty lopsided, but I wanted to give a shout out to the things that are working.
Terrific. Well, we appreciate that. Anything else we want to get out to the community this morning, Senator?
Just so this week is considered committee cutoff. If if bills are to continue advancing through session, they need to have action in committee. They need to be heard. They need to be voted out. The parents' rights bill that has been gaining a lot of attention, as it should, not for the right reasons, has now, unfortunately, we were not able to stop it in the Senate. It goes to the House for consideration, but don't expect to see it up too soon yet, given that the House is also working through their House bill. So we need to pay attention and watch it, but it probably won't come into committee quite yet.
Okay. Well, as always, we appreciate you taking the time to get us up to speed. A lot going on there in Olympia, and I know you're busy, so thank you for taking time out to make a legislative update for us.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right, there you have it. It's Senator Shelley Short with the 7th Legislative District.